All I can tell you is if you ever see John Watson, Francie Baskin, Trista Smith, or especially Britton Bit Burns, the Low Cuts, better watch your pockets. Those four, they'll steal anything that jingles, even your hands if you got them tucked and they're making too much noise. Matter of fact, they'd take the pockets out of your pockets if they could. Once, they walked into a convenience store, one of the ones with the dish at the front of the counter that says, take a penny, leave a penny, and took all the pennies, leaving no pennies. A grab and get gone. Okay, they didn't just do that once. They did that all the time. They did it so much that store owners started keeping the dish behind the register and doled out the pennies to shortchange customers individually. Other times, Bit, Francie, John, and Trista would challenge people to quarter wars, which is when two people stand quarters up on a desk or a table and spin them like spinning tops. Whichever quarter knocks the other quarter over or lasts the longest wins. But the rules don't really matter to this crew. The opponent's quarter was getting pinched or the opponent was getting punched, and 25 cents ain't worth a swole up eye. But the Low Cuts don't just take to be taking. They don't steal for fun. Actually, they don't even like doing it. But they do it because they have to. At least they feel like they have to. Before they named themselves the Low Cuts, they were part of another set that they had no choice but to be down with. The Free Lunchers. Sounded much cooler than it was. Didn't mean they got free lunch because they were special or because they were popular and loved so much that the school cafeteria offered them mozzarella sticks and crinkle-cut fries on the house. Instead, what it meant was their parents were tight, hard up, squeezed, strapped. Their folks didn't have any extra scratch to give for the itch of hunger. No lunch money. And that was true for each of the Low Cuts. Wasn't something they were proud of or something they were ashamed of either, even though other kids tried to make them feel a way about it. Yo, if I give you my pizza crust every day and you save it up, you'll have a whole loaf of bread by the end of the school year, was a joke told by a kid named Andrew Knotts, who, after Bit heard it, let's just say Andrew never cracked those kinds of jokes again. For the record, Bit, John, Francie, and Trista weren't the only free lunchers, but they were the only free lunchers with parents who were cancer survivors. They've been put together in an in-school support group run by the guidance counselor, Ms. Lane. Sitting in a circle, passing a tissue box back and forth, talking about how hard it is to watch your parents skinny up, watch their hair thin and fall out, watch their bodies turn disloyal, how scary it was to think about whether or not their mothers and fathers were going to live, and if not, how they were all going to live without them. What the four of them never talked about was how all the surgeries and treatments were what knocked everything in their lives and their parents' lives off track financially. It was where all the money went. That wasn't Ms. Lane's job to bring that up. Not part of the kumbaya circles that Bit pretended to be too tough for. And the truth is, they wouldn't have known any of this if Bit's mother hadn't told him all her business. But she did, and Bit told that business to the others. And the others asked their parents if it was true. That's not for you to worry about, John's mother said. Breast cancer. Who told you that? Francie's father asked. Prostate cancer. We don't want to lie to you, Trista's father explained. Stomach cancer. True, true, true. And it was this, not the cancer, but the strain it put on everyone that formed the Low Cuts. They all cut their hair down to almost bald, a sign of solidarity, and started stealing. There was only one rule. Only take loose change. No dollars, no jewelry, no wallets, only change. Usually they used it for extras at lunch. Today, it was for something else.